Let's bring him in every Wednesday at this time. He follows USD Athletics for the Argus Leader, Mick Gary, and it was USD Fall Media Day yesterday, and I was I guess I wasn't surprised because I know they are determined to do well this year, but when Tubbs asked Joe Glenn if being eighth in the preseason poll was good for motivation, I thought maybe Joe was going to push him over. He's kind of offended with that eighth place finish, isn't he?
Yeah, it's funny that it was like the day that news came out, or the day after, I called him and asked him about it. It wasn't like a real direct question, and just kind of a general question. And he went right into the belly of the beast on that one, pretty much just saying, you know, damn right, it's a motivating thing. And he's going to use it as one, do the best he can anyway, to use it as one. Not backing off that, or not trying to diminish its significance. And I think it blends right in with the rest of what Coach Glenn had to say, or has had to say so far this year, is that as much as, you know, they don't like it, they don't like the fact that they're looked at as an all-star ran again this year. On the other side, there's a reason for it, and they have to prove that the people who are calling them an eighth-place team are wrong, and it has to happen on the field.
That's right. And, you know, you just win ball games, and that stigma will go away. When you look at the Coyotes, though, right now, what is their biggest weakness that is going to be their biggest concern for the start of the year?
Well, it's pretty obvious. It would be the secondary. My goodness, they have they had a nice veteran outfit last year with all upperclassmen, mostly seniors. You take a guy like Aaron Swift was basically a four-year starter at one spot, strong safety. And this year they don't have their whole secondary does not have one Division I college start among them. And by the time Aaron Swift was done, he had about 43. So there's just no comparison experience-wise to what is going on this year. When you ask the coaches, they can look at each guy that they got back. They're, you know, auditioning for a starting spot and say, this kid is physically as good or better as the guys they had back there last year. But as a unit, history would lead you to believe that there's a lot of coordination that goes on there. I think you could really liken it to a basketball team with that secondary, where they really kind of got to get comfortable with each other and get to know how the other guys play, and certainly incorporate that with the seven people in front of them. But that's a pretty big process and a challenging process, and they don't have any one single guy who can really look at back then and who is going to be able to, based on experience anyway, set them straight. Perhaps by attitude and knowledge, et cetera, a guy like that is going to develop pretty quickly. But right now, nothing on paper as far as guys who've been on the field for college football games.
I asked this to Keen Lagi yesterday, Mick, about that secondary being a question mark, and you know, with no Tyler Starr to lean on, does he consider this his defense? And he deflected the question and started talking about the guys that, you know, even though they're not, you know, experienced, they've been around the program. Is this Keon Lagi's defense? Is he the guy that's got to step up and be that leader?
I think he's definitely one of them. He's a sharp kid and kind of has that leadership mentality. He's a guy who, you know, when you talk to him personally, and I've dealt with him for 3 years now in college, and definitely, one of those kids where you can throw a little responsibility on him, and he's not going to buckle. Plus, he's a very good football player, so he would certainly be a likely source of leadership on that team. That whole defense is kind of a curious deal, because you got the secondary where we just talked about it, no experience, and you have the departure of Tyler Starr. Otherwise, you could point out, every other person who's coming back on that defense some of them appreciably better than they have been to this point. So, it's not like it's automatic that defense is going to be terrible this year. But the guys who came back, and they should be much stronger in that defensive line this year with a couple of kids with Drew Eddings and few other guys. Nick Jacobs would be the other one, notably, who they played those positions when they were not ready physically to be any good at it and against the conference competition they were playing. Now those guys are kind of looking like guys who should be better than average. Nick Jacobs should be a better than average defensive tackle or nose guard. Certainly Drew Eddings, it looks like he could be a heck of a player this mm-hmm. year based on both what he's done and just how he's advanced physically. But it's going to have to happen. And that pass rush and the schemes they use to put a rush on a passer, all those things are going to have to click to minimize the effect of that lack of experience in the secondary.
You know, when you look at their schedule, as we're talking with Mick Gary of the Argus Leader, follows USD Athletics here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. You know, they go to Oregon. You know, you can't really test how they're going to do with the Ducks. The following week, they host William Penn. I mean, that's an NAIA school. I mean, you really aren't going to get I don't think we're going to get a real test of this football program until they go to Montana in week three.
Yeah, you have Montana, and then you have Northern Arizona coming here, and you're going to have to look at their body of work after a month, after the first week and after the second week. I don't think you really, if they would play Oregon maybe a little bit tougher than you expect, you could get a little bit of insight into it, what they have there. But if they get run off the field by Oregon, which is,
possible,
likely, and then pawing over William Penn the next week, you really don't have, maybe the coaches got some stuff figured out that they didn't have before. I'm sure that'll be the case. But as far as a fan watching the game and being able to say what kind of season they're going to have, there's no way after those first two games you're going to have a real feeling for what's going to happen the rest of the year. Now, after a month, after they play, go out to Montana and they take on Northern Arizona, here both the perennial playoff contending programs, then I think they'll have much more insight into their weaknesses, strength, and the likelihood that they're going to be able to compete in the NBFC this year.
Yep, I totally agree. Hey, by the way, I want to remind folks, a week from today, it's the big day. It's an annual event that Mr. Gary is the MC, and we start talking football from the coaches. It's a week from today. Give us all the details again. A week from today, the time and everything, over at the Knights of Columbus.
Knights of Columbus, which is on Summit Avenue over there by the cathedral. You have doors open at 5 for a social. They start serving dinner at 6. And at about 7, you'd have a real nice lineup of coaches getting up there, and I will emcee it and occasionally participate in the pour between those fellas. But it's a fun deal, and we have the college coaches from the area. And all the city coaches here in town, guys like Kent Mueller and Chad Gear over at Brandon Valley, we try to get those guys here every year. It's a real good deal. And, boy, if I was a fan of any of those football teams, I'd go.
Do I need to get tickets before next Wednesday, or can I just show up next Wednesday?
You can show up next Wednesday. In fact, that's how they're bought. $8, but it's kind of a brat beans type dinner. Nobody complains about the food there. It's pretty good stuff.
they don't complain about the jokes either, do they?
Yeah, actually, that would be worth it. Occasionally, I run into some feedback I don't like sharing, but never about the food.
I love it. Again, at the Knights of Columbus, it's a week from today on August.
Right, August 20, Wednesday. It doors open at 5 over at the Knights of Columbus Hall. Dinner's 8, and all the coaches are going to talk. It usually lasts till about 9:15 or so. It's a great night. You love football.
I love it. Anything in the paper you'll be writing the rest of the week that we should be looking for?
Nothing in particular. I'll have a couple things there, Craig, but they're still a little bit up in the air yet.
All right. Very good. Either way, if something big's happening, you'll be all over it. I know that.
Thanks, man.
All right. See ya. There he goes. Yep. Mick Gary, Argus Leader. Yeah, he's the MC of the coach's roast. He used to call it the smoker, but I think they don't call it the smoker anymore.